Hare Krishna. This morning it's my pleasure to briefly inform all of our readers of the decision that transpired yesterday at Parliament in Hungary between 5 and 6 in the afternoon. And at that time, Parliament voted to accept another 18 churches to the existing 14 churches in Hungary, and out of those 18, we, the Krishna Consciousness Movement in Hungary, were one. So that means that there are 32 now officially recognized churches in Hungary out of what was more than 300, about 10 times that number. Other churches will have to put in their application next year. Perhaps at another time I can describe in much more detail just exactly what are all the politics as well as all of the valiant efforts behind this campaign that began sometime in July. Certainly it's not going to be the last campaign that we fight either here in Hungary or elsewhere in the world, because in the material world there's always so many challenges to Dharma, and our business is to protect Dharma in the way Arjuna did. Of course, we protect Dharma in a different way. We don't fight with weapons. We fight with the truth of Bhagavad Gita. We fight with the logic as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented it to the Chand Kazi of Krishna consciousness and sincere people. They'll immediately recognize, yes, this is really not only a church, not only a religion, this is the absolute truth. And they will recognize us for that. Unfortunately, there's more than just sincere people in the world. There are other people who are either motivated or not sincere, have some other purpose, and who will always challenge our situation. It gives us an opportunity to serve, and we should always take advantage of these opportunities to serve. I hear that opportunity manifests in a wonderful cooperative spirit amongst the devotees, particularly the communication team, who were led by Krishna Lila, Devi Dasi, and Prithvi Pati Prabhu. They were really, really engaged in this campaign, and quite a few other leaders of the yatra who were not necessarily doing the communication, but were actually making contingency arrangements for what happens if we actually lost our church status. And for these devotees, more or less, this issue was their life over the last 7 months. They couldn't even do their regular services. It was such a really demanding task. But it came out favorably. That gives us an opportunity to have a festival this afternoon, a feast. We're going to have a histogosti that we'll put on a Skype conference throughout the centers in Hungary so that people can connect in and relish the taste of this victory. The taste of that victory is really Srila Prabhupada's pleasure and happiness that the integrity of his society was protected, recognized, and that's actually what we as Vaishnavas and here in Hungary, members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, live for. Srila Prabhupada's smile, Srila Prabhupada's appreciation and recognition of service rendered to him. So that's a brief report. I want to thank, I'm not going to thank by name now, but because there are many people involved, and the thanking goes personally, but I do want to thank in general all of those devotees who assisted, who participated by signing a petition, by assisting in the different contacts that we had with politicians and the academics worldwide, that prayed to Krishna on our behalf, that offered their blessings and well wishes. It all worked out. Working together, cooperating together, is what Krishna sees, even before the actual issue itself, that here is his movement being persecuted. When he sees that devotees are willing to put aside all individual considerations and unite together to serve him, that brings Krishna great pleasure, and he blesses devotees with success in their efforts to show that cooperation is what works. Yes, we need to protest, we need to fight campaigns, but campaigns are really successful when they show real unity, not only unity here in Hungary, but globally unity, that it is a fact we are a international society for Krishna consciousness. And of course, not just when there are some difficulties or we're called upon to help each other, but when we're progressively making efforts to move forward to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Anyway, thank you all very much, and that's the good news for today. Hare Krishna.